Florida's 2021 legislative session gets underway in a couple of weeks. In the run-up to the start of the session, lawmakers have been in Tallahassee attending committee meetings. WUWF recently checked in with District 3 Representative Jair Williamson of Pace to talk about the tough work ahead.
There's a lot of impacts that we've had from coronavirus over the last year where revenues are down.
Williamson projects a budget shortfall of about $2.8 billion in this budget year and possibly a shortfall of up to $1.8 billion next fiscal year.
So the decisions that we have to make over the next couple months are going to be tough decisions, and we're going to have to probably make some cuts.
Luckily, says Williamson, committee assignments for his third term in office will allow him to continue in the budget loop. His seven appointments include the Joint Legislative Budget Commission, the Appropriations Committee, and the Infrastructure and Tourism Appropriations Subcommittee, which he chairs.
My budget silo is a pretty big one for the state of Florida. We cover the transportation, economic development, and tourism areas. We have the Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles, Department of Military Affairs, the Department of State, Department of Emergency Management. We have the Department of Transportation. So a lot of really good areas that are important to people across the state of Florida. It's a $14 billion impact.
But with revenues down by more than $2 billion, primarily due to the economic impact of the pandemic, Williamson is in concert with other members of the local legislative delegation in advising organizations seeking funding this year to rein in their expectations.
Now, I'm not trying to be doom and gloom, but I'm just being realistic and being honest with the people that the money's got to come from somewhere. So is it going to come from education? Is it going to come from healthcare? Is it going to come from roads? Is it going to come from tourist development? Is it going to come from our economic development or our beach renourishment? I mean, the money's got to come from somewhere.
COVID-19 is projected to be central to much of the legislation being considered during the session. Some measures address specific pandemic issues, such as the anti-fraud bill, HB 9.
There's always going to be bad actors that abuse any kind of situation to take advantage of people, and we don't want that to happen. And another thing we did as well was HB 7, a bill that I'm a little bit more familiar with, and that was the civil liability for damages bill. And that was to protect our local businesses and businesses across the state for frivolous lawsuits.
In addition to COVID, the past year was marked by civil and political unrest, culminating in the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. In Florida, Republican leaders have introduced, and Williamson plans to support, legislation aimed at cracking down on violent protests.
People absolutely have the right to protest the government or social issues. And they have the right to do that peacefully, 100%, all day, every day. But that right ends whenever you start burning down things, when you start destroying vehicles and structures. That is not peacefully protesting. That is rioting. And we're not going to have that in the state of Florida.
In reference to calls for police reforms in the wake of the Black Lives Matter protests, Williamson acknowledges the conservative majority in his district, which includes most of Santa Rosa County and the northern portion of Okaloosa. On the other hand,
I represent all the people in my district and will listen to them and will definitely be open.
In the run-up to the opening of the session, Representative Williamson has been busy filing legislation. One such measure is HB 259, involving safety of religious institutions. He says the bill fixes a glitch in current state law that allows permit holders to carry concealed weapons in a church.
If a church sits on the same location that a school or a pre-K sits, you're breaking the law if you carry your concealed weapon into that church that sits on the same campus as a school. It's just a little glitch bill to fix that. It does not supersede any private property rights.
Other local bills from Williamson include HB 3639, which seeks an appropriation for planning and design of a new District 1 medical examiner's facility, and HB 3631 to fund the Choctahatchee Bay Estuary Program. Additionally, Williamson is sponsoring a policy bill to create a special fire district in Navarre Beach, following residents' 70% approval of a 2020 referendum.
what that will do is that'll just allow all of the money that's generated on Navarre Beach through their millage rate for their fire district, it'll just stay on Navarre Beach, and all that money will go straight to the firemen and the fire department on Navarre Beach, and it'll be spent how they see fit.
For the local fire district, if the measure passes the legislature, another referendum will be required, but no state funding is needed. For those items that need appropriations, District 3 Representative J.R. Williamson says lawmakers will do their best to meet the challenge.
Everybody's not going to be happy with us with the budget, but we're going to make sure that Florida has a sound budget and that our state overall is taken care of.
Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.